mobile.
64MV, KR4ACR.
Good sir, hope you're doing well. Name's Michael Nissen, here in Pickens, just on my way to church.
You sounded really good. I was wondering if you were around the corner from me or where you was at. My name's Terry, and I'm in Greenville, not too far from where it gets under Pears Mountain.
I'm heading down Highway 8 right now, corner of Highway 8 and 183, and so had a little short commute, thought I'd put the call sign out there. Thank you for coming back.
Hey, welcome. Yeah, I work over here close to the Greenville Downtown Airport, and then when I go home, if I go Wade Hampton, there's a spot I can't talk.
A few of those here and there, depends on the repeater, but that's just the way it goes, I guess, sometimes, especially when you're mobile out and about. So you say you're just getting off work?
Yeah, I'm just leaving. I probably should do some more, but I'm leaving.
Go down 85, do you?
Well, I usually go home on Wade Hampton. I live in Spartanburg. I usually go Wade Hampton, but it's about almost as bad as far as so many people on Wade Hampton to avoid 85, I'm sure.
Kicking and a kicking and drive down 85 during rush hour, that's for sure. We live out here, like I said, in Pickens, and work out here as well, and so my 5 o'clock traffic is like, you know, three cars at the red light.
Yeah, I've already been on 85 about three times by now, so usually I don't go that way at night.
Yeah, if we don't have to leave town, we don't even live in the town. We live out in the county. But if we don't got to go to Easley, we don't do it. But every now and then you got to make the trip out there. We've been here for about 11 years, and my wife's from Chicago originally. I'm from the Virginia Beach area, and so we've had enough traffic, that's for sure. It's nice being out here.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I live in Moore, South Carolina, which is at one time was in the country, but not anymore.
Feeling with where we're living, there's a lot of talk right now by where we live of the city of Pickens annexing some of the areas around us. Fortunately, it won't be near our house, but a few miles away. And I mean, people are fit to be tied about it because they're talking about putting in, I don't know how many homes, but it's up there, high density housing. I mean, it's out in the county. I just don't get it. But there's a big controversy between the city of Pickens and the people that live in those areas. They're looking to annex from the county.
Well, for 22-23 years, something like that, I have lived across from a dairy farm, and they finally sold the dairy farm, sold all that land, and they're gonna put 400 houses over there.
They like to do that stuff, and like I said, I'm originally from Virginia, but we moved here from the Raleigh-Durham area 11 years ago. We lived there for about 10 years, 11 years, and right after we got married, and it's like that out there. I mean, it's matter of fact, being 11 years removed from that area, we went back not too long ago to visit some old friends, and I mean, you can't even recognize the place. It's that built up, and it was already built up when we got there.
Been in a good while. I got a brother that lives in Cary, North Carolina, but I hadn't been up there in probably 15 years. He comes down here.
I worked in Cary. We lived in Holly Springs. We lived in Wake Forest first, and then Holly Springs, which is right outside of Cary. We just couldn't afford to live in Cary. Cary was the cost of living was astronomical. So we lived in Holly Springs. It was a little cheaper. But anyway, we like it here, that's for sure, especially the traffic or the lack thereof. Well, Terry, I'll let you get going, man. I just pulled up here at church. I'm going to go on in and see some folks. And once again, thanks for coming back to the call. It's KX4MT, and the name is Mike.
Okay. Nice chatting with you, KX4MT. This is KR4ACR, and I'll be clear.
We monitor both of y'all. Y'all have a nice evening.